Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. Readingtheplay.com.
All right, let's go to the first game on a Saturday. This is another interesting game. Out at Accor Stadium, Rabbitohs and the Warriors, would you believe? So Alex Johnston out, Isaac Tuitupo-Thompson gets a call-up. Shaq Mitchell out, he failed to the HIA last week. Sean Kepi returns to the bench. Dean Hawkins there. Lachlan Ilias still in the New South Wales Cup. We talked about it earlier. Chance Nicol-Klukstar back for his first game. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck in his 200th game goes to the centres. What about this or a replacement for Luke? Unfortunate for Luke Metcalf too. Didn't he look good this year? He looked good last year too. Tamate Martin comes in. Chanel Harris-DeVita onto the bench. Murata Niokoro is into the second row in the place of Kurt Capewell, and Tom Ale and Freddie Lussick added to the bench. This is a beauty for a side that I reckon, Tristan, is still under a bit of pressure in the Rabbitohs.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when the Bulldogs hit the front, it looked like they were in a lot of trouble, the Bunnies, but they came back and got the result. They are underdogs in this game, and there's been a strong push for the Warriors, which I think all of us would have been surprised at this market at the start of the season with the Bunnies being at home. It's 208, the Rabbits, $1.75, the Warriors, 1.5. It's gone from Pickin to -1.5, and we're $1.84, about the minus, and 40.5 the total points. So certainly one-way traffic for the Warriors so far.
Well, if the weather forecast is right, and let's preface that by saying many times they're not, 160 mil of rain by the time this game starts. I mean, there's going to be a game the night before when the Bulldogs and Roosters go around. This is going to be a very wet, cut-up field. I think that really favours the Warriors. I don't like what Souths are doing at the moment. I thought they really struggled to win last week, and I thought the Bulldogs were coming to get them in that last 15 minutes, and but for, you know, some really clunky attack where they just didn't open or finish what they were trying to do the right way, they got beat. And Souths end up with a four-point win. The Warriors are a different kettle of fish, and they'll roll their sleeves up here. And the masters of trying to play a kicking game, a field position. They've got big men through the middle. I think the game is nice and opens up for them in typical conditions, certainly with the Warriors.
So the back three, they had outstanding numbers coming out of that game last week for the Warriors. You can now make it a back four, right? Because Rogers is still going to do that when he goes to centre. He's not going to wait out there. And imagine how fresh he'd be if he just stayed out there in the centre. So he's going to get involved in that. The thing I love about Chance Nicol-Klukstar, you mentioned how good that winning percentage is when he plays, Jared, is that when he was at the Canberra Raiders, and this comes down to the coaching of Andrew Webster, you thought, if only he had a pass game, he'd be really good, that player. Well, now he's got a pass game. And he certainly showed that for the Warriors last year. He showed it for New Zealand in that tri-series at the end of the year. So, they're a stronger side. I tend to agree with you. The Rabbitohs, don't know whether Dean Hawkins is the answer. I'm not sure that Lachlan Ilias is the answer either. Cody Walker still has not put an imprint on a game yet. And so Luttrell's been Luttrell. You know, some really good stuff, gets booed a lot for other stuff that other players seem to get away with, but hasn't put his mark on a game as yet either. So I'm with you. I love the Warriors. I'll take the minus one.
What happens then too, Jimmy, if Ilias then requests a release in the coming weeks? Well, my understanding is his manager met with a club a couple of days ago. So, I mean, if all of a sudden that hits the newspapers and that starts to bubble up, I mean, and they're losing, it's not a happy picture.
Well, if you're the manager of Lachlan Ilias, and that's Braith and Asta, you'd be derelict in your duty by not speaking to clubs. The other thing about it is history tells us that has Jason Demetriou been straight with Lachlan Ilias? We have two examples, one on the record and one off the record, about just how misleading some of those that feedback is for some of the players, especially the fringe player. So can you imagine the conversation with Lachlan Ilias about, mate, you'll be right. Just play well in lower grades. And he has played well in lower grades. So certainly did the first week that he was demoted. So you're right, Jared. That's an interesting watch, that one.